Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Despite a 10-year government ban, disgraced management consultancy Bain is back in South Africa. Bloomberg reports it's trying to repair its scarred reputation by working for free on a private project, in this case for the Energy Council of South Africa. Council CEO James Mackay says that Bain's appointment was quite an exhaustive process. There was some head-scratching. Mackay adds that Bain has a real intent to build public trust, which is the right thing to do. The council is helping to solve South Africa's energy crisis, having been appointed by Business for South Africa to drive the business response to the objectives set by the National Energy Crisis Committee. Due to budget constraints, it was looking for a company to work with them on a pro bono basis. Bain was the only one that applied. I'm sure you'll recall that Bain was blasted by the Nugent Commission in 2018 for its role in gutting SARS under Tom Moyani. A coalition of healthcare professionals has put an alternative national health insurance plan to President Ramaphosa. It describes the current NHI, signed into law just before the election, as fiscally and institutionally unimplementable. It says there is no feasible scenario in which a single taxpayer-financed fund can provide all the coverage for the entire population. Instead, according to Business Day, they're proposing a three-pronged framework, increasing the number of people who belong to medical schemes, strengthening the public health system, and separating the pooling of funds from the purchasing of health services. Under this proposal, medical scheme membership would become mandatory for anyone on a higher income, with a new, publicly sponsored medical scheme to be launched to compete with private schemes. Turning to the markets, we're in downward mode this morning, mostly. Last evening, the JSE All-Share and Top 40 both closed 0.2% adrift. London's FTSE was up, but just 0.1%. In New York, the Dow, the S&P 500, the Nasdaq, all down just over 0.5%. Tokyo this morning down 1.2%, Hong Kong down 1.6%, Sydney down 0.6%. The US dollar at 105 to the euro, the rand at 1780 to the dollar, 1863 to the euro, 2254 to sterling. Gold at 2,690, platinum at 936, Bitcoin just over 99,750, and Brent crude oil $73.40 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.